From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Several hundred people attended a campaign stop by vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine at the Lee campus of Florida Southwestern State College on Saturday. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone was there.
The vice presidential candidate's visit to Fort Myers came at the tail end of his nine-day-long Florida tour for Secretary Hillary Clinton's campaign. It follows former President Bill Clinton's stops around Florida, including in Immokalee last week. Clinton spent her Saturday campaigning in Pembroke Pines.
And you guys are a checkmate state.
Senator Tim Kaine told the crowd Florida is a checkmate state.
And by checkmate, I mean if we win, it's over. If we win Florida, Hillary will be president.
Those in attendance at the rally included Fort Myers Councilman Johnny Streets Jr., who stressed the importance of this election.
This is the most important election of your lifetime. This is about your future, your children's future. This is not just about Obamacare. It's about your mama's care, your brother's care, your sister's care, your care. The entire country has to care.
Kaine spent a great deal of his hour-long speech discussing the importance of education. His wife, Ann Holton, was the Secretary of Education in Virginia up until he was added to Clinton's ticket.
Education is the great lifter and the great leveler. I'm excited to see what a presidency would be like if somebody brings a lifelong passion on the success of families and kids into the Oval Office.
Kaine went on to compare the opposing campaigns, criticizing Donald Trump for not releasing his taxes and calling out the differences in their economic and immigration policies.
We got all kinds of challenges, but we can always solve our challenges as long as we let everybody around the table to solve them.
In the neck-and-neck race for Florida's 29 electoral votes, Kaine also visited Sarasota and St. Petersburg, while Trump appeared in Tampa Saturday. According to Real Clear Politics, Clinton currently leads Trump in Florida by a 1% margin. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Tuesday. For WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone in Fort Myers.